Welcome to Frequency Matters, the RF and Microwave Update Series. I'm Pat Hindle. I'm here with my co-host, Gary LaRude. In this episode, we're going to cover the August trends in test and measurement issue, which is a new theme this year as a delay of the European Microwave Week is until January. The cover feature is about how drone technology will revolutionize satellite antenna testing from QuadSat in Denmark. They discuss new industry-tailored test method that consists of a drone, base station, RF payload and receiver system that has been developed and could eliminate the expensive process of transporting the antennas to test facilities for evaluation and verification. So Gary, what did you see for the technical features?
So we have several technical features in the issue. On the test and measurement theme from Anritsu, they have an application note on improving the accuracy and stability of high frequency VNA measurements in cases where the test setup spans long distances. And I hadn't thought about this, but that has some unique challenges. Then we have a second app note from NARDA Safety Systems, which is an informative tutorial on understanding and evaluating the dynamic range of spectrum analyzers. From Pasternak, we have a technical feature on how oscillators and clocks have become critical components to achieving the performance promises of 5G. Another technical feature, this one from Infineon, discusses the application of millimeter wave radar sensors for in-car sensing applications. That's quite interesting. And this month, our Fabs and Labs column profiles Copper Mountain Technologies. The company's start and their focus are a really interesting story.
Turning to the news, some announcements of note from IMS News so far are Analog Devices announced its collaboration with Intel to create a flexible radio platform that addresses 5G network design challenges and will enable customers to scale 5G networks more quickly and economically. The new radio platform combines the advanced technology of ADI's RF transceivers with the high performance and low power of Intel FPGAs, giving developers a new set of design tools to easily create optimized 5G solutions. Keysight Technologies announced their interoperability development testing of O-RAN radio units in collaboration with Cambridge Industries Groups, headquartered in Shanghai. The testing was accomplished by CIG's ORU and Keysight's Open RAN Studio signal source and analyzer solutions to create an environment for 5G new radio modulation analysis. NI announced a collaboration with Ada Wireless to implement and demonstrate full support of ET Advanced, the industry's first digital envelope tracking technology for millimeter wave 5G RF front-end devices. The technology enables extended battery life in smartphones, wearables, IoT devices, improving both data rates and connectivity range. Anokiwave and HiSky announced a collaboration to enable next generation of low-cost voice, data, and IoT SATCOM terminals. HiSky brings its innovative business models, technical expertise for implementation of satellite communication systems, and its low-cost platform focused on modem-on-chip ASIC, while Anokiwave provides its silicon IC beamformers that enable small form factors for flat-panel active antennas for SATCOM. And lastly, Tabor Electronics introduced the industry's first arbitrary waveform transceiver, which is aimed at R&D labs for many applications, including quantum computing, which they cover in our September A&D supplement. So watch for our quantum technology coverage in that issue. Gary, what did you see in the news?
Well, I'll just add a couple items that I saw related to the space market. The FCC has approved Amazon's Project Kuiper, which is Amazon's entry into the broadband by satellite market. They have proposed a constellation of something like 3,200 LEO satellites, and they say they will invest $10 billion into the program. And obviously they have the money to do that. And then previously we reported that another of the satellite broadband initiatives, OneWeb, is emerging from bankruptcy after they got a $1 billion investment from the UK government and Bharti. And Hughes has since announced that it will invest $50 million in OneWeb, which makes sense because Hughes already has a relationship with OneWeb to supply ground terminals and distribute OneWeb service. So that's logical.
So turning to events, we're attending the virtual IMS 2020. It kind of had a few hiccups in the beginning, but they've been smooth sailing since. Everything's been working quite flawlessly since then. So I attended the 5G summit recently and was impressed by the lineup of speakers. There were several semiconductor technologies covered, discussing the current state of 3-5 compound semiconductors and silicon devices that will meet the needs of 5G. And then there were other talks on future technologies for 6G, featuring those operating in like the 100 to 300 gigahertz range. So those were interesting talks. One of the most interesting ones that I did attend was Dr. Yi of China Mobile. She was talking about the O-RAN or white box industry collaboration. And she reviewed a lot of the myths about the effort being confined to certain applications or just hardware or software, when it's really a total system approach for 5G ecosystem transformation. One of the interesting things she noted was there's an increase in system efficiency effort that is using artificial intelligence enabled digital predistortion. So a group of companies are working on that, so I'll be excited to see how that comes out.
Well, I think the virtual format for technical presentations works really well. However, recreating the exhibition is a bit more challenging, and I don't think we've discovered the best approach yet. Looking beyond IMS, our EDICON online technical conference is scheduled for every Tuesday in October. It's free to attend, thanks to our corporate sponsors, and you can get IEEE continuing education units by attending. You can check out the program and get additional information at our website, edicononline.com. And that wraps up this episode of Frequency Matters from the virtual IMS 2020 conference. Our sponsors are RFMW, a pure play technical distributor of RF and microwave products, and Wireless Telecom Group, comprised of Booten Electronics, Holsworth, Noisecom, Comagility, and Microlab. We appreciate their sponsorship. And thank you for watching. Stay safe, stay well, until next time.